Let me start with this question. What programs does the Iraqi National Alliance have for contesting in the upcoming elections, and how do you think the alliance will fare in the elections?
First, I would like to say that the alliance provides different ways to better govern Iraq. For example, the alliance has major scientific and economic developments to better serve the country. The alliance has tens of Iraqi intellectuals who study the main issues in Iraq today and how to best address and overcome these issues, which are political and economic, as well as security issues. The alliance also focuses on overseeing relations with neighboring countries. We think if this program gets the chance, it will be a starting point for a better Iraq, an emerging Iraq.
As head of the largest Iraqi alliance, what measures you have taken to ensure that this election will lead to unity, not to conflict, as some have predicted?
We think that we have taken enough steps, specific steps, to focus on the unity of Iraq. Our alliance is very well known in Iraq, and the connections that we have throughout Iraq are considerable. We highly focus on the unity of Iraqis and to help build the country. In Iraq, we do not look for the powerful man or the leader. We look for the perfect group or organization that will unite Iraq and let the nation prosper.
Why do you think this election is very special and very important for the Iraqi people?
This is only the second election in Iraq after the initial one, which was to establish a completely new government. Therefore, this election will represent the stability of this government. It will also make clear in which direction the new government will take Iraq. The new government will also make clear where it stands regarding building the country. The new phase will be the point of actually moving forward. We will see what is to be the outcome of all these factors. Moreover, how the new government will take us there.
Are there any negotiations or talks between the Iraqi National Alliance and some other political parties to create another alliances after the election results?
Yes, of course. Iraq is in need of different new ideas. Iraq is in need of different opinions and different points of view. Iraq does not need the opinion of only one party. Any person or party that has the pure intentions of working to benefit the country is more than welcome to serve with us. Our intentions are to build an alliance that will hold all of Iraq.
According to the security officials, they stated that there are many coordinations and everything is set to avoid and prevent any fraud to take place during the election. Are there any measures you have taken to ensure that this election will not have any fraud?
First, I would like to thank all of the officials and security officials who will oversee the elections for their hard and honest work. As for our alliance, of course, we have acted appropriately to oversee that the elections will be honest, free, and fair.
Saleh Al-Mutlaq, the head of the National Dialogue, has decided to boycott the elections. Do you think this will harm the legitimacy of the election?
To participate in these elections is really an opportunity in what is the widest form of taking part to rebuild the country. The Justice Council that oversees the candidates decides whether a candidate is eligible to run for office in Iraq. That is the case for Mr. Saleh Al-Mutlaq. The court decided that he is not suitable for the elections due to his Ba'athist party affiliation. However, we do not wish to see the rest of his alliance follow his example. We would like to see elections wherein everyone participates.
Ahmed Al-Chalabi and Ali Al-Lami have accused the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and the Washington's ambassador to Baghdad of putting pressure on the Accountability and Justice Commission and the judges who have the rule to decide who who is from the candidates who will stand up for the office. Do you think that this pressure will take place and will be effective on the decision-making process in the country?
I think Iraq is for the Iraqis. Iraqis will not allow that to change, just like the Iraqi government made clear before to us. We're happy to hear from the Americans that they will respect our organizations, laws, and politics in our country. They say that they do not support the Ba'athist Party. We hope that the U.S. stands by its claims. Iraqis make their own decisions according to the nation's laws.
The U.S. ambassador to Baghdad have claimed that Ahmed Al-Chalabi and Ali Faisal Al-Lami are under the pressure of Iran. What do you think? Why this kind of issue have raised now?
I do not think that these allegations are true. This issue is an internal issue. We respect all of our nation's officials. Allegations like these do not benefit the country. They do not benefit unity. These allegations will not benefit the elections and will not make them succeed.
Most of your campaign program is related with the Iraqi citizen needs, and you are trying to provide the best services for the Iraqi community. What is the first thing you are going to do after winning the elections?
We're going to look for those who will accomplish our programs, the individuals who are ready and have what it takes to help us accomplish the goals of our programs. We will allocate the individuals to the right environments. We will not allow any kind of corruption. Our goal is to serve the Iraqis.
We've heard that a number of Iraqi officials have made several visits to the neighboring countries and regional countries. What is your translation for these visits, especially at this time?
We were hoping that everyone would be worked up with the elections to study what we need. Anyhow, anyone who seeks to benefit the country and to benefit the country their way is welcome. However, whoever is looking not to benefit the country should have their intentions doubted and even questioned. Whoever is looking to strengthen regional ties for the benefit of the country is welcome.
Some armed groups have threatened that they are going to target and attack the poll stations in the election day. Do you think that this will terrify the Iraqis to attend to the poll stations and vote?
Iraqis were not even afraid when these things were actually happening, when mortar attacks and other attacks were directly targeting them. So how can they be scared now when what they hear are only threats? We hope that these are only threats and that they will not materialize.
One last question. Do you think the elections will lead the country for a better era and prosperity?
All hope is for that. We all hope and we all want this. We all want to have a better era. That is what the Iraqis need and want. This better era is possible and can be accomplished as long as we can all put our hands together and work together to make a better future. We should accomplish all programs that we have put on the table. We hope that Iraq will truly be and stay a democratic country in the Middle East that takes care of the needs of its people.